Okay, good evening, everybody. We are poolside. Oh, woo! Look at that. Woo! There, she's in there. Look at that. April 4, 2013, at about 9:30 at night. And Melissa has just splashed into the pool. You can hear her over there.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, yes. We're going to see how long she can stand to be in there.
Oh, the water's warm. It's actually like bath water.
Yep, just like last night. I knew it. I knew tonight.
It's like bath water.
Yay.
It feels good.
Now what you do is you dunk yourself under.
I do not.
You just go take a deep breath and go and just dive under.
Monty, I will splash you. Oh
my goodness. Ah.
Did you get wet?
Only my shoes did, thank goodness. I'm holding the phone way up in the air just to be safe. Although it is your phone, so you know, if we get it nice and wet, you know, I don't think you'll mind too much. It may just not work for a couple of days, but you know.
Yeah, it will not work ever.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. To Audio Boo. I'm in the pool.
She's in the pool. Demonstrate. Do another splashy thing. There you go. There you go.
I can swim too.
Oh, well, see, you should show me how far it is from one end to the other.
You want me to go all the way to the other end?
Let's see if I hear you over there, sure.
Here, let's see if I can get that.
Yep. There she goes. This is where video would be nice, but we don't have video capability.
I'm over at this side, but I need to go to the shallow end.
Yeah, so you're still at the deep end then. There she goes. Going off to my right now. And oh yeah, she's over there. See if she makes it. Very, very nice. The pool water smells nice and good.
Okay, can you still hear me?
Actually I can. You're kind of faint, but I hear you.
I'm all the way here at the other end of the pool. Nice.
I'm by
the steps.
Very good. Wow, it could handle a few people, that's for sure.
Yeah?
Now you gotta exercise a little more and you gotta come back toward where I am.
Why? Are you gonna keep track of time?
Sure.
Oh, come on.
Why not? I could. Oh, there she goes. Ooh, she got right over there. Now, are you kind of crawling across or are you actually swimming? Oh, there she is. She's like right there now.
Hello.
There she is. She made it. How about that? That took less than a minute.
I'm the bestest swimmer in the whole wide world.
Well, certainly the bestest swimmer in this complex at the moment. Yum.
Very true.
Yummy.
Very yummy.
Yummy. That's like my saying for the pool water smells awesome.
Oh, God.
See, sadly, the phone isn't waterproof, so this is the best view I can give you. Yeah, there you go. That's right. You know, when she gets out of the pool, it'll be interesting to see if she's frozen.
Actually, this water is very warm. It's like bath water.
I like that. Oh, that means you won't want to get out. See, when you actually do get out, then you'll be cold.
You know what? Just for that, since this pool is open 24/7,
yeah,
I'm not going to get out and you have to sit there in the cold all night because you don't know the way back home.
Oh, no. Oh, you would torture me like that. That's okay. I can have Jeremy come get me.
Jeremy doesn't know the way either.
Oh, well then. Oh.
Yeah, you're kind of SOL on that one.
I guess you're right. Oh, man. Oh. Well, I'm so glad that we finally got you in there. We were going to do this last night, but temptation got the better of her, or I guess her conscience.
Lack of temptation.
Lack of temptation. It was almost there, but we finally got her in there tonight.
But it was too late already.
That's true. See, right now it's like perfect. It's like the temperature's just right.
And plus, I had my midterm yesterday. I just wanted to relax.
Yes. See, now you can now you can do your work since you know, you can do your workout swimming to and from each end of the pool a few times.
I can.
And then, you know, dunk under the water a time or two to get your hair all messy.
I wonder if Audio Boo would pick it up if I were to trying to say something underwater.
I don't know. We could try.
Let's see.
I'll let you know if I even hear you.
Yeah. I'll,
try it.
Well, I'll just say something. You'll probably just hear bubbles.
Okay, try it.
Ready?
Yeah. All I heard was... And I doubt Audio Boo even heard that, but I pointed the phone in that general direction in case... Wow. Boy, it really does mask it. Could you tell you were saying something?
Yes.
Wow. Amazing.
And I yelled, too.
Wow.
What, want me to try it again?
Yeah, one more time.
I'll say, good morning, America.
Okay.
Ready?
Go for it. I heard nothing that time. Wow. I never knew water could do that.
What? You didn't even hear bubbles?
I didn't hear bubbles that time. I mean, it was just like maybe very faint bubbles. Wow. I had no idea.
Seriously, Mach? Did you hear anything?
Yeah, do it one more time. I just got to make sure.
Ready?
Yep. Yeah. Nice one.
What did you hear?
I heard, let's see, very faint. I heard. That's what I heard out of that. Wow, so water can really mask sound when you're under there. That's crazy.
Yep.
That must be what it's like in space, too.
Yep.
Go under
in space, I hear you don't hear anything.
Yeah, that's true. You probably wouldn't because there's no air to vibrate. So that means that's hard to even imagine.
I'd love to be in a plane when you break the sonic barrier.
Oh, I know. I wonder what that's like. If you notice anything, like, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
There she is. She's in there. Look at that. There she goes. Doing good. Doing good.
Woohoo.
We should keep you in the pool till like midnight.
No, but this water does feel nice.
I told you it would.
And it. Would you like a sample?
A sample of water? No. I think I'll drink the water at the house.
No, not for you to drink, for you to wear.
Oh, well, you could try if you want. I got the phone out of the way, so. Oh, yeah, you got me that time. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How did that feel?
Nice and pretty warm, actually. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It's very warm.
That's very, very.
I splashed Monty on Audio Boo, people.
Yes, you did. And if you'd been out here at like 4 p.m.
Oh God, I would have never come out here at this time unless if it was winter.
Right. Well, then you could have. Then the water would be just as warm. But imagine coming out here at like when it's 95 or 100 degrees out.
Oh God.
And you go into the pool.
Be sure to have your sunscreen, and you may have to apply it 4 or 5 times when you're out here.
Just take the whole bottle and apply it when you get in the pool.
Make sure it's waterproof.
Oh yeah, that too. Otherwise, I'm not sure
and
what...
Make sure it has an SPF of 30 and above.
Yeah, like maybe 70 out here in this desert. You probably need like SPF 306, you know.
Yeah, right. Actually, I told my friend I was going to need SPF 500.
Well, out here?
Here you do.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot.
There's nothing but sun out here, nothing to block it. So
what did you hear, honestly, when I was underwater?
How do I describe that? I can tell you the phone didn't hear anything, sadly,
until
you came up, because it's so faint. Even I had to, I mean, I was listening as hard as I could, and all I heard was, and then you came up after you were done, you know. You should go under there and do like a call for help. I bet you nobody will hear you.
Call for help.
Like, help, you know, underwater, nobody's going
to
hear.
Scream help. You dare me to try it?
Yeah, why not? See if I hear anything.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
What I heard was, and it was more like bubbly. Yeah. This is where I wish I had my swim trunks so that I could be in there trying to compete with you, but I can't do that. So the best
if you were going to do that, I'd do an Audio Boo of you swimming.
Of course.
Next time you come down.
I'm bringing
swim trunks.
Yes, I will do that.
And since the pool is open late at night, you could probably come swimming at midnight in the summertime.
Oh, in the summertime, I don't doubt it. Yeah, in fact, I'd probably wait till midnight before we come out here.
Yeah.
You know, because the sun's rays are going to be fierce until almost that time.
Yep.
And
even though the sun isn't even out.
Yes, they stick around, you know, out here in the low desert like this.
They follow you.
They do. They do.
And then you wake up in the morning and you feel like hell.
Yes. All because you were in the sun and didn't realize it. And some such, you know, like that. Let's see here.
How much time do we have?
We still have a good 19 minutes left. Uh-oh. I had to dodge some water there.
No, I didn't splash you. Oh, but that, I could.
Yeah, I know you could. Oh, ah. My shoes are liking you. You do that again, they might actually, yeah, they might, I don't know what they'll do, but they'll do something.
Are you going to take them off?
No. Oh, no. No, 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 not out here.
Aw.
If I do that, I'd be coming in the pool, and that I cannot do.
You don't want to put your feet in the water?
Maybe.
As tempting as that sounds.
I know, that is pretty tempting, but I have nothing to dry them off with.
Well, you really wouldn't need to. You could just shake your feet dry.
Yeah, that's true. Out here, that's...
Your feet doesn't take that long to dry.
This is true.
That way you could at least experience the warm water. Everybody on Audioboo, we think Monty should come join us.
Oh, yes, yes.
He won't be able to do the Audioboo with his feet in the water, though, because he'll have the phone so close to the pool.
I know, and that would
be
a little...
That would not be a very wise decision.
I would not want to drop it, and then you'd be hearing in the pool, in the phone, in the water.
And then you'd be hearing me scream.
Yes. And it would not be a good scream.
Angry.
And then you'd be trying to find me any cab driver that'd be willing to take me back to Palmdale, because you'd want me the hell out of here. Because I would have broken.
No, I would not. No, I would find any cab driver that could take us to the Verizon store so you could buy me an iPhone 5.
Oh, right. Well, you're eligible for an upgrade, right? You could easily probably get one, you know, at a discount.
Yeah, I'm eligible in July for an upgrade.
Oh, in July? That's no fun. So I can't dunk your... So I had to wait till July before I can dunk your phone in the water?
That's right.
Damn.
That's right.
I was looking forward to some nice, you know, phone iPhone, dunking. You know, because I could throw the phone right now and it would land in the pool, you know?
No. bad Monty.
Yes.
Bad Monty.
So how are you feeling over there? Are you enjoying your time in there?
Or
do you want to come out already?
Nope.
I didn't think so. Good, because I wasn't going to let you.
What if I did? What would you do?
I'd push you back in.
Nope.
Yep.
You can't.
Oh, you do. If you're that close to the pool, I probably could.
Nope.
Because I'm pretty close to you. I could just slide over a little bit and then push you right on in.
I'd like to see you try.
Oh, no you don't.
Neener, neener, neener.
I'm sure everybody else in Audioboo would like to see me try too. But,
neener, neener, neener.
That's...
Oh, Monty's too scared.
See, you're already in the pool. I don't see you getting out, so...
I know that, but you probably can't even reach me from where you're sitting.
Oh, from where I'm sitting, no, but if I move a little closer, I could... Oh, you're tempted. Oh, my God. You don't want me to get up out of this chair. Because if I do, I might end up over there. Oh, get under the water, will you?
Get out?
No, get under the water, I said.
Why?
So that you can clap all you want, and I don't have to listen to anything but bubbles.
Oh, you mean you want...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that. What you said.
Wait. You can't hear people clap underwater. You know that, right?
Yes. Oh, that's right.
So then why are you trying to say that I'm going to make bubbles?
Why are you going to make bubbles? Because you...
Why, you want them on Audioboo?
Well, I don't know if they probably won't make it on Audioboo because of how faint the stuff is, but, you know, it's... I don't know. I was just blabbing. Yeah, that's right. One notification. Phone. Melissa Rome. Miss call. Oh, be quiet. That was. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Woo!
Look
that's
at that.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was a cool little move you just did there.
This pool is like 5.5 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely reach it with my tiptoes.
So right now, at the deep end, you.
I can stand on my tiptoes, but that's the best I can do.
Wow, otherwise you're under it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Well, they have pools that are like 9 feet deep.
Holy moly.
Yeah, they have some pools. These ones are the most shallow. Well, actually, no. I've been in more pools that are shallower.
Right.
Like the kiddie pools that they have at, have you heard of that place called Raging Waters?
Yes, it's down in Orange County, I think.
Oh, dude, that place is awesome.
Ah.
Yes.
I'll bet. I shall bet.
The swimming pool pales in comparison.
Yeah, that would. But hey, at least it's something. I know for me, I'd be scared to be at that end of the pool, because I'm like 5'4". And, so I'd be like drowning right now if I were...
Wait, you're 5'4"?
About that, yeah.
Okay, but this pool's 5.5 foot deep.
That's 5'5".
Oh, no, that's 5'6".
Oh, yeah, you're right. That would be 5'6". You're right.
Because a foot is 12 inches, Monty.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
You not pay attention to math class.
No, it's just that I'm on spring break and I'm trying to... Uh-oh. I'm trying to forget all the math that I've ever known.
Oh, but wait. He's got midterms this week.
You mean next week.
I thought I'd remind you.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's this coming week, right?
Yes. Yes.
Monty's got midterms.
Two of them, in fact. Yikes. Oh, my God.
Of course, for an audio boo, I could always get out of the water and jump in.
Hey, you should do
that.
That'd
be a good splash.
Yeah, because the first splash we got didn't...
I just slid into the pool.
We didn't quite get there because, you know, and we still have, let me see.
Pause recording.
13 minutes and 38 seconds. So...
Should I?
You should, yes. Let me back away. We're going to stand by.
Stand by. I want to make sure there's nothing in my way before I...
Before you do it.
Before yeah. I do it.
Yep.
Okay. I'm getting out of the pool.
Yes.
Let's hope I do not slip and fall, because that would be very catastrophic.
No, that would be just... Yep, here we go.
Okay, ready?
Yes, go for it. Oh! Nice!
Woo, that was awesome!
You made it!
Woo!
You got it.
And I ended up in the shallow end almost.
Nice. You're doing good over there.
Oh, that was nice.
The only way that would have been made better is if we had had our Olympus. That would have been in stereo.
Oh, I know, huh?
Yes. That's the only way that would have been made better. But,
You know what we need? A waterproof case for it.
Yep.
And a pair of binaural waterproof microphones.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Yes, that would be awesome.
Woo!
I think it's interesting that we're the only ones that come out here. Like,
oh no, other people. Last night there was someone out here.
Oh, that's true. There was. They just
like
kind of passed.
This lady kept walking by us.
That's right.
But she was probably near the hot tub.
Yeah, I bet that's what it was. Yeah. So yes, water is interesting. When you're on land, you cannot hear anybody screaming for help underwater.
I could try screaming for help again.
You could try, but I don't think I'll hear anything. Yep. As loud as you can.
Okay, as loud as I can.
As loud as you possibly.
I'm going to go under the water and I'm going to scream help.
Okay.
And I'm going to be the closest to you that I could be.
All right, I'm like on the edge of the chair. I'm actually sitting, not sitting on the ground, but like kneeling, you know, kind of kneeling, so I'm closer
I'm
to you.
Closer to you.
Okay. So you're, I'm right over here, yeah. As close as you can get to me.
Yeah.
And still
so
be in the
I'm
pool.
I'm going to go underwater and I'm going to yell help.
All right.
But I'm going to scream it as loud as I can. Ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Wow. Wow. You literally barely hear any kind of bubble. And on Audio Boo, you probably don't hear anything.
Yeah, Audio Boo, all the listeners on Audio Boo, tell us what you guys heard.
Yeah, because
I'm curious.
I aimed the phone right at the pool, so... I never really realized that. I always thought I'd hear something, but boy, that's kind of dangerous. You know, if someone really wanted to, they could get murdered underwater, and it wouldn't matter.
That'd be hard to murder somebody underwater, though. Actually, no, it wouldn't be.
Not really.
I mean, you can drown them, but you've got to come up for air yourself, too.
Yes, but if you kill them underwater, they're trying to struggle for help.
Well, you could always shoot them.
Yes, that would be the easiest. Or stab them.
Well, you could stab them if you knew how to keep a good grip on them.
Right.
Because they could easily swim away from you, and there could be a fight. They could end up hurting you, too.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know if I'd want to try killing somebody underwater.
No, I wouldn't recommend it, but I know since you like those
kind of... Well, I wouldn't recommend it either, because that's just not morally right.
Right.
And you could end up spending years and years
and
in
years
jail.
Years and years in jail, like all of them where you exist, but... I know that you... Well, I don't know. Some of these sentences make no sense. Like, you know... Life plus 50 years or life plus 300 years, I'm going, wait, how does that work?
Yeah, how does life plus 50 years?
It's like, does that mean that your siblings get to go to prison too? Or your body stays...
Yeah, to pay up on those plus 50 years of debt.
Yeah, you have an outstanding grandson or whatever, and he has to go to prison for on your behalf to serve the 50 years of your afterlife sentence?
Afterlife sentence. No, they serve it in another place we won't mention here.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's, but yeah, this is cool, and it's currently, just so you know, it's
one notification.
Phone. No, it's not one notification. That's I was gonna see
what the weather was like.
I was gonna do
of
that.
Of course, you, the weatherman.
I already.
You should be a weather forecaster. Seriously.
I already gave my weather report for the day. Well, let's see. I'm
Did
waiting.
Did you say 72 degrees?
That's not updated. I can tell you that right now. I'm waiting for it to update. Because you know how it updates when it feels like it. Let me just wait, give it a minute to update. Shut up. I'm trying to get the updated temperature. Let's see. 81 degrees. That's more like it.
Wow, I was just going to say, it went from 72 to 81? That's
yeah.
bad.
That'd be crazy. Yeah. Well, it's going to be in the upper 80s, low 90s all weekend.
I cannot believe that all it did was just bubble.
Yeah, that's really all it did. And barely that.
I got to make a bubble. Hey, we could do like a bubble version of the SOS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Wait, how does it go in Morse code?
It's like, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
That's SOS.
I wonder how we would do that.
Well, we would do it very, very carefully and very, you know. Now, I was also going to check the time. It is now 9:46 at night. As
it's beautiful.
Yes, very much.
It's 81 degrees and it's just beautiful out here.
It's 81 awesome degrees. It's 81 nice pool degrees.
Yes, it is.
And
it's throw Monty in the water degrees.
Oh, it's throw Monty in the water. It's keep Melissa in the water degrees.
But he doesn't. Monty can't push me in.
And
besides, it's probably not wise to be pushing somebody in the pool anyway.
Oh, yeah. That
you slip and fall.
Oh, ow. And especially on the deep end. Ah.
Especially the deep end. And then you hit your head.
Ow.
You could be unconscious.
Ow, that would suck. That would suck more royally.
So how did that splash sound when I jumped into the water?
Very well. I don't know. You want to do that again?
I knew you were going to say that.
You got 7 minutes. Wait, is that it? Hold on.
Seven, nine.
Yep, 7 minutes and 8 seconds remaining of audio boo goodness.
You know what I like to do? Sometimes to make a tidal wave.
Yeah?
I like to grab onto the sides of the pool.
Yep.
Put my feet against the wall.
Yep.
And then push off.
Oh, yeah. That would... That should...
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Now go back the other way.
That was awesome. Woo! Yeah, yeah. Now you have a little wave.
Yep.
Woo!
I sometimes do that in the bathtub where you kind of go from one end to the other. And you.
I would not recommend doing that in the bathtub, seriously.
Well, it wouldn't be quite as nice as a pool. It's not
no,
quite as...
No, you dunk your head and you'd hit your head.
Nah, if you're careful, you can do it carefully.
Yeah, but like, I think we're getting visitors.
I think we are, actually. I hear them out there. They're in the distance. But there you go. You're doing just fine.
I'm swimming around or just messing around.
You can swim around or mess around, doesn't matter to me.
Time remaining. 6:05.
We got 6 minutes and 4 seconds roughly.
I'm swimming right by you. Woo!
Wee, there she goes. Passing off to my right. I have to mention that since we're not in stereo. She's now way off to my right across the pool from where I am. I'm not actually in the pool, of course. I'm just outside it. Ooh, nice splash there. Yeah. You did it.
Woo! This water is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
This water would be beautiful if the chlorine... chlorine were taken away.
Oh, well, who knows? If the chlorine was taken away, it might have all kinds of dirt and dust.
No,
and
but have you ever been in a saltwater pool?
No, and I don't think I'd want to. The taste of the...
Ew, if... why would you want to taste the water, Monty? That's disgusting.
Well, if you're thirsty...
The point is to swim in the water, and you shouldn't be tasting the regular water pool, full water anyway.
Oh, yum,
because
yum,
it has
yum.
Chlorine in it. That's not good for your body.
Oh, it's neither is French fries, but, you know.
Oh, my God, Monty.
You know, sometimes water just happens to get up in your mouth, and you end up tasting part of it, even if you're not trying.
Well, I'd rather my water be salty and not taste like bleach.
Well, that's true. Mm. But bleach will clean you out. I mean, yeah.
That's nasty. Dude, that's sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. We're going to have vomiting. Ooh, ew. Yeah. Not in the
we
pool.
We don't want that on audio, boo.
Not in the pool, please. That would not
no,
be.
I'll splash you.
Oh, jeez. Ah. Uh-huh. Was that a raindrop or a splash?
That was a splash drop.
That was a splash drop. Yeah, that felt like a little rain splash kind of.
Time remaining.
We have
4:11.
4 minutes and 10 seconds.
So towards the end of the audio boo, when it gets down to like 1 minute, I'll do another jump.
Okay.
We'll go out with a bang.
We'll go out with a literal bang, except as good, more like an. We'll go out with a splash. I have
splash
the perfect
the
title for this boo.
What?
And since it's coming from your phone, it would be perfect. It would be called Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Swim.
Ah. It should be Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath, because this pool is like bath water.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wow.
Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. In my swimming pool. At night in my swimming pool.
That's right. At 9:30 at night. Let's see.
Time remaining.
We're at... Hey. 19. I said...
Three, yeah, 16. That phone is a dum-dum.
It's a 4. Well, not even a 4S. It's a 4.
It's a 4.
We got about almost three minutes left.
Yeah, like when we have about... Oh, do you hear the frogs again?
Kind of.
Yeah, it's in the distance. There's... Over here in the desert, we have frogs, and some of them have even ended up in the pool. Ended up dying, sadly, because they inhale or they drink the water with the chlorine, that's not very good for them at all. But anyway, when it's mating season, they make this horrible sound. And from a distance, it sounds like somebody's screaming.
Yeah, and I heard it the other night. Oh, was it Saturday night when we were coming back from Subway? And
we had an interesting night because we found out that 2 people got stabbed in our apartment complex.
Yes, that was... We were literally moments from having...
Experiencing... Unfortunately, that. And part of the stupid complex was blocked off by crime scene tape.
Yep, so we could have been...
Tape.
Had we come back an hour later, if we stayed out an hour longer, we likely would have been in the middle of that.
Had we gone to the tavern and actually been part of the karaoke thing?
Yes, then we would have come back and we would have been in the middle of that. Okay, we're down to...
Time remaining. 2, 3...
2 minutes and 2 seconds. If you want to do your jump, I suggest you do it now.
Okay. Do you have any last thoughts about tonight, Monty?
The pool water is good. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, the pool water is yummy. Not yummy, but...
Who's eating the pool water?
Ew! It's really gross, actually. I got some in my mouth, and it's nasty.
See? I told you how easy that was.
Well... I'd rather like the taste of salt water, but you just can't drink too much of it.
That's true.
Okay.
She's getting out to attempt her big jump. Let's stand by for it.
And besides, Monty can't push me in the water anyway.
Lucky.
Ha ha ha. I know, I'm very lucky. 1, 2, 3.
Oh yeah. That came out perfect.
Time remaining. 1, 4.
With 1:03 to go, you got any final thoughts of goodness?
Yes. I hate getting water in my ear.
Oh, I hate that too. You have to try to get it out of there, like, oh.
Have you ever gotten swimmer's ear?
Yes, where your water gets in there and it kind of just hurts for a little bit and oh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, luckily I'm not getting swimmer's ear right now, but I have gotten water in my ear and I hate it.
Yes. So, tragic moment, folks. everything was going smoothly, but now water has gotten into her ear, and now it will have to dry out and, you know. Oh, didn't quite, you actually missed me, so that's good.
I know that, but that was a warning splash.
Oh, right, right.
I'm getting closer.
Oh, no.
I'm getting closer.
Ah! Thank God the audio boo's almost done.
Time remaining. 0, 7.
Well, 6 seconds.
What?
4 seconds.
Ah!
She got.